Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla la wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya la wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa nashhadu anna sayyidana wa nabiyyana wa maulana Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Amma ba'd, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأحل الله البيع وحرم الربا وقال تعالى في آية أخرى إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, beloved youth, mothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of this universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today's Jummah talk will be based on the economic crisis in the world. When we study the world today, we find that most countries are caught up with capitalism. Now, when one studies capitalism, you will find that capitalism has three fundamental issues. Issue number one is interest. No business, no government, no organization will give you a loan until and unless you pay interest. So you see what happens to the whole of Africa almost, that the World Bank, the International World Bank, whatever you want to call them, that they will give money, billions of dollars, and by the time these people pay the interest over 10, 20 years, the capital amount, principal amount is still outstanding. Second one, we ourselves, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279, regarding riba, interest and usury. وَأَحَلَّ اللَّهُ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الْرِبَى. Almighty Allah has made business halal, but has made riba, interest, haram totally. The warning that Almighty Allah has mentioned for riba and interest, Allah has not mentioned for any crime in the Noble Quran. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا. If you do not abstain and refrain, فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah, against Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who can fight Almighty Allah? Who can fight Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So each one of us should understand how detested, how hated it is in the sight of Almighty Allah jalla wala. One hadith just to give you an understanding, dear brothers and sisters. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam spoke of riba and said, وَأَدَنَاهُ. The minimum rank of riba and interest is, أَيَّتَأَ الرَّجُلُ أُمَّهُ. A person committing adultery with his own biological mother. Which person will sleep with his own mother? Must be a crazy, insane person. The hadith in Bulugh al-Maram, the hadith in Abu Dawood, various compilations, this is mentioned. So we have no place for interest. But today when we look at the corporate world, we find Muslims, we are involved heavily in this. I give you one example. I have $100,000, 100,000 rand, or 100,000 Zimbabwe dollars, or US dollars, whatever it might be. So I come to my brother, and plus the petrol price is going up now. You know, you got DC, direct current, and you got AC, alternate current, and you got ANC, and no current. So anyway, my bros and my brothers, you should know this. So now I go to that garage person and tell him, they take this 100,000, and me and you, now you must pay me 120,000. You must pay me 150,000. That extra amount is riba, is haram. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam said, Kullu qarzin jarra manfa'atan fawa riba. When you give a loan to a person and you take anything above that loan, above extra and excess over that loan, the capital principal amount, that is riba, is interest, is haram. If you want to enter into a partnership, then you have to enter into a partnership like this, that I will be your partner in profit and in loss. You can't be a partner with ABC, XYZ only in profit and not in loss. So we need to understand what we are talking about. Now brothers, that is one pillar of capitalism, interest and usury. And that is how they have the hegemony over all the Arab countries. It's our resources, our oil, our gold, our platinum, whatever it might be, gas. But the money must be banked in America, must be banked in Europe or wherever. Today, I got nothing to do with Syria. As far as my concern, they must be kicked out and they will do us all a favor. But today they announced all the assets of the Syrian regime in United States of Bashar Assad, all are frozen. So this is how they control people. And we, our leaders, Muslim puppet Arab leaders also, no sense, no common sense, no. So they go more and more and deposit their money more and more there. So when things go sour, they just freeze your account. Second one. Brothers, you must remember capitalism works on monopoly. What is monopoly? We must control. Nuclear no one can have. Only America, only Europe, France and Britain and few other countries must have. And obviously Israel can have. But Iran has, Pakistan has, and no, we can't. So capitalism everywhere. Africa don't speak about the third class citizens, they can't have. So you must remember monopoly in the financial world as well. That we must hold all the trump cards. These people, we just give them the crumbs and so forth. So that is unacceptable in Islam. Quran has condemned this practice. كَيْلَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. The wealth cannot rotate amongst the wealthy only. The wealth must filter down. You must remember that. So there is no place for monopoly. How do our people do it? I don't know this area very well. Let's just say Mariasburg or whatever. We got a big shopping mall here. Example, I am selling shoes. So I tell ABC company, you supply me the shoes. But if you supply anyone else, then remember, no more order for you. And I am the big shot, the big gun in this area. It's not permissible in Islam. You are doing what the capitalists want you to do. You must say, go supply whoever you want to. I'm a Muslim, I know Allah will give me that amount that is decreed for me. No place for riba in Islam, no place for monopoly in Islam. Third one, my brothers, we must remember that in Islam, I give you two incidents, think about it seriously, and I'll give you the solution as well. In the early stages in Medina Munawwara, a janaza was brought to Mustafa alayhi salam. Nabi alayhi salam, before performing the janaza, would ask, "Alayhi Dainun, has this person died and left debts and accounts?" They said, "Yes." He said, "Okay, swallu ala sahibikum, you read the salatul janaza. I, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa alayhi salam, will not perform the janaza." Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam frowned upon these people who died and passed away, and they left debts behind. Afterwards, when the Muslim empire increased, the wealth increased, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Fine, I will read the Salatul Janaza, we will pay the debts from the Baytul Mal, the public treasury." But the lesson we learn from there, dear brothers, is debts, accounts, loans are permissible if there's a need. But what the capitalistic system works, see, they play mind games. You walk into a supermarket, you walk into a showroom, auto lot where they sell cars, vehicles. The deposit price they show you so big, and the retail price they will show you small. So the person think, "Oh, the deposit, I can pay it off." And then for the next 5, 10, 20 years, we are in debt. This is what capitalism wants, to make the people in debt all the time. Authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai, brothers, think about this hadith seriously. Mustafa alayhi salatu salam making dua, "Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-kufri wa dain." Oh Allah, I ask you for protection from kufr, disbelief and debts. The sahaba, the beloved companions and students who were there, they said, "So wait al kufra bid dain, so wait al dain bil kufr." Both words come. That you equate the debts with kufr, you made all of both of them almost equal. Qala na'am, he said yes. Nabi alayhi salam said yes. Kufr, a person, Allah forbid, is a non-Muslim. We know what happens. But when we get into the debt trap, we go into account and account and account. So then we start lying, then we start doing funny things, because now we are desperate to get out of that. So therefore Islam frowns upon it. So no place for interest, no place for monopoly, no place for debts when there is no need for it. If there's a need, then it's a different issue. So these are the three pillars we should understand. Now what does Islam say? How can we solve this problem? In our own life, see how you can solve it. Allah is telling us, these are the four principles. Practice on it, you will lead a peaceful life. وَبَتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. You, Mustafa alayhi salatu salam, Allah is addressing Nabi alayhi salam to set the precedent for the ummah. You seek the year after from whatever Almighty Allah gave you. I want to buy a house, I want to buy a car, I want to buy this, I want to buy that. Ask ourselves, my beloved youth, what is the benefit for me in the year after? Every week we want to change our cell phone. Every week we want to change our CDs. Every week we want to change our girlfriend. What, we running a big supermarket here or what? You see? Alas is not for sale. Islam is not for sale. Today there's halal certificates, most of them not worth the paper on which they're written. You know the story yourself. So Islam is not for sale. Remember that. وَبَتَغِ فِي مَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. That Mustafa alayhi salam is commanded by Allah, seek that of the year after from what Allah gave you. So anything we do, ask ourselves the question, what will be my return in the year after? The capitalists say, I must make maximum profit in minimum time. That's the capitalist way of working. The Muslim way of working, you juxtapose it and compare it. What will my returns be in the year after? Number one. Wala, second principle. Wala tansa nasibaka min ad-dunya. But Quran does not say you must look only to the year after and forget the dunya. No. And do not forget your share in the worldly life. Allah has given us that money, the property, the assets, the wealth. So it's an amanat, it's a trust. So what should we do? Fulfill the rights of our wives. Today the wives, they phone me on the radio and they say, my husband is so conjuice and such a miser and such a bakhil and stingy. He don't want to spend on me 50 rand and 10 rand. So I have to give them tactics and say, tell your husband, oh honey, give me some money. You see? So all these kind of things. So fulfill the rights of our wives, our parents, our children, our neighbors, the poor people. When we give the poor, we are not doing them a favor. Quran says, rejects that notion. We're not doing them a favor. وَفِي أَمْوَالِهِمْ حَقٌّ لِسَائِلِ وَالْمَحْرُومِ. In the wealth of the rich, remember there's a share for the beggars and the poor people, the people who are deprived. So we are just giving them the share they're entitled to. So are we doing them a favor? No. Understand how Islam works. Our inheritance, we are here, 100, 200, 300 of us. I drop dead now, you drop dead now. How many of us, our inheritance, our will is in order? Every day I get calls, brother fighting sisters. This morning I sent an email and an SMS to a person that I told him, inform your brothers that this is what your father wants to do. So he sends me, I sent an email, then he sent an SMS. So he says, no, I don't want to inform them. So I replied, I told him, if you don't want to inform them, then you will see the trouble and problems that occur after your father's death. Yen mansa duat, as anan mansa bruat. You know the story. So remember this, dear brothers. This is wala tansa nasibaka min ad-dunya. So number one, what will be my returns in the year after? Second, fulfill the rights of creation and creator in this world, our zakat and everything. Third one, wa ahsin kama ahsanallahu ilayk. Look at the Islamic principle, brothers. Wa ahsin kama ahsanallahu ilayk. And do good unto people and creation as Allah did good to you. If any person, me and you or anyone else, thinks I amass my millions and you amass your billions or millions because of my business acumen, because of my shrewdness, because of my degrees, then we have adopted the attitude of Qarun. Qarun was the multi-zillionaire, trillionaire, call him whatever you want to. That just to carry the keys of his treasures, you needed a whole army. لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ Quran says. Just to carry the keys. When he came out with his gold, silver, and what, the people were just smiling. How we wish that we had this wealth. When Allah Ta'ala told him, do good to people. And people told him, do good. What did he say? Where you bring Allah in the equation? Allah doesn't fit in this equation. إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيْتُهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي This I studied, I have the knowledge, my business acumen, my shrewdness, my. Don't we do the same thing? Can ye word? I can swear, I know. We adopt their Qarun attitude, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِ الْأَرْضِ Allah Ta'ala opened the land and the sand, he Qarun, his wealth, assets, everything swallowed into the earth. America tells us is a superpower. One tsunami comes, one hurricane comes, one snow comes, finish. They can't operate anything. So it shows they are all paper powers. They are nothing. Superpower is only Almighty Allah. What should we do? Wa ahsin kama ahsana Allah ilayk. Do good as Allah did good to you. Say, Allah, you gave me much more than I deserve. Hadha min fadli Rabbi. This is the grace of my Allah. Like Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam made dua after re-establishing and rebuilding the Masjid al-Aqsa. The first dua he made three duas, there's no time, it's a different topic. Rabbi habli mulka la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Oh Allah, grant me a kingdom that is not given to anyone after me. He spoke to the ants, and he controlled the jinn, and the wind was with him. So many miracles all mentioned in Quran. Who will have that power? No one. But he said, Hadha min fadli Rabbi. This is the grace and the mercy of my Allah. So don't attribute it to ourselves, attribute it to Allah. Ya Allah, you gave me so much, let me share it with those who are less fortunate. وَلَا تَبَغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Same verse. First one, what will be my returns in the year after? Second principle, fulfill the rights of Creator and creation. Third one, do good unto humanity as Allah did good to you. Fourth one, وَلَا تَبَغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ Do not cause mischief and mayhem on this earth. You see, as the sucker fall us, when we have, today's zamana is what? Quran Kareem says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ You must believe in the unseen. Today, Muslim and some scholars also became scholars for dollars. So they say, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجَيْبِ How much I can put in my pocket? This is the sad reality. I say it on the radio openly. So you must remember this, brothers. What does money, what does properties, what does assets? What is the judge? Judge is my pocket, man. Police, you know our South African police. He'll tell you, I want some money, why? See, there's no one looking. We just put the 100 there. You see what? See how clever I am. You want to write the fine for 500. I gave him 100, so I say 400. You saw what we did? We corrupted ourselves. We corrupted the police. The police, no, stop a Muslim. I don't have to write ticket. He'll give me something. So this. So we are the intelligent one. Mustafa alayhi salam said, لَأَنَ اللَّهُ الرَّاشِي Allah's curse is on the one who gives the rishwa, the bribery, وَالْمُرْتَشِي and the one who receives it, وَالْرَائِشِ Now I got the ticket 1,000 rand, 800 rand, 500 rand. I told one brother, he said, don't worry, I get all the contacts. So the contact man, the third party, he also is cursed. The authentic hadith in Bayhaqi. So you see, brothers, when we speak of Islam and finance and economics, Islam is not Salat only. Islam is not Ramadan fasting only. Islam is not Hajj and Umrah only. Islam is a code of life. The longest ayat in the noble Quran has to do with business. Go ask any alim, he'll show you that. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, idha tadayantum bidaynin. Imam Muhammad bin Hassan al-Shaybani, the student of Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, the ustad of Imam Shafi rahimahullah, somebody came to him and said, Oh Muhammad, you did not write a book on zuhud, on tasawwuf, on Sufism, call it whatever you want. He said, I didn't write. Go practice on my Kitabul Buyu. Go practice on the book I wrote on business, finance and economics. When you practice on that, so you are the greatest Zahid. You are the greatest worshipper of Allah. We thought we must walk around with the big tasbih, 1,000 beads, and shake our head, and I'm the great Sufi. No. We got the wrong end of the miswak, you know. We need to understand what deen is, brothers. If our last point I'm making, if our income is halal, then we consume halal. If we consume halal, kulu min at-tayyibati wa amalu saliha. When we eat the wholesome and pure, that will motivate us to do righteous deeds and actions. And the converse will apply. My income is tainted, polluted and haram, Allah forbid. Then what I consume is polluted and tainted. Then the vices will increase. How easy it is today. Today a lady phoned me. Today. I'm in a masjid, fought for their life. She said, I got a sad story to tell you, but I don't know who to go. My daughter is now 25 weeks, 26 weeks pregnant, and she's not married. She fell in love with a non-Muslim. Now what must I do? I said, in an Islamic country, we'll take both of them and lash both of them 100 lashes in public. Quran says that. فَجْلِدُوا كُلَّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْ أُمَامِ يَتَجَلْدَ. But I said, now we can't do that, so tell them they must make tawbah. Tell the non-Muslim to become a Muslim and marry your daughter. And tell both of them now that this child will be illegitimate. You see how all this kind of incidents now? It's become the norm. It's something normal. It's no more the exception. The people go and see our income. They see what we eat. Then you will see the vices will increase all the time. Because now we don't bother whether it's halal or haram and so forth. So brothers, may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give us the true understanding of deen and let us practice on deen and propagate the deen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.